You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with two of my favorite people who change the urban landscape in Miami on a regular basis. Avra Jane, the boutique developer of projects like the Vagabond Hotel. And then we've got Carlos Rosso, president of the condo division at the Related Group. Both of them change the world every day. Welcome to the show, guys and gals.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, Avra.
Hi, Carlos. Nice to be joining you as always.
Now, Carlos is out there on his helicopter in Miami Beach somewhere. Avra's here with us in the studio. What I want to start with is Avra. Avra, you came into town maybe a couple years before Carlos. You got started down there by the Omni. What do you look for as bones when you're looking for a neighborhood?
Location, first and foremost. Accessibility. And then I do look at infrastructure, zoning, and then what I call the fun stuff, like the water, the light, the air, the views.
Now I know that Carlos looks for things when he does a neighborhood. And Carlos, when I first met you, you were extolling the beautiful bones that was on Biscayne Boulevard. What attracted you to Biscayne Boulevard? Because, my gosh, what's been going on there with you guys for the last few years is amazing. What you did was build on what Avra started.
Well, we try to understand, you know, how cities progress. And obviously, Miami, there were some established neighborhoods like Brickell. And Edgewater for us was the next Brickell. And that's why we aggressively moved into that neighborhood and now are creating some of the most fantastic projects, including the Paraiso neighborhood, which is a complete new neighborhood of close to 1,400 units that we are very proud of. You know, we are really excited. What we saw there was the fun stuff that Avra was just mentioning. Beautiful, fantastic water views, 11 acres on the bay. And the pricing, you know, we really understood that there was an ability to create a neighborhood and units directly on the bay that if they were on Brickell, you know, they would be probably twice the price. So there was an advantage there, and there was a little arbitrage of trying to position that project, you know, in the same way as we've done in the past, and create a new neighborhood, which I think we've done in Edgewater.
Yeah, you've actually done an incredible job. I live right next to it. I see it go up every day. I threaten people to show them the real estate pornography that I take of that place every day. In fact, if people look at my Twitter feed, I hit Related Group on that regularly with my photos of Paraiso. It's just really, really amazing. And Avra,
it's a beautiful building. It's a beautiful building.
It's really nice. Now, Avra, you've taken and you've expanded up. You started south there on the Omni area. You went up through Edgewater. You did a couple deals in Edgewater. And then you did the Vagabond Hotel, which you were telling me is comparable to the Mandarin as far as getting written up in the press and such. So how do you then come and identify assets that you can make evolve like that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a different scale. I mean, I certainly look at what people like Related's doing or what Craig Robbins did in the design district. And when other people are making those kinds of investments, it's, you know, you try to see how you can benefit from that. So, you know, we did buy up in, you know, in the Edgewater area, something more commercial that will hopefully benefit from the new residential components going in. And then we went up further on Biscayne, again, probably more because we're sort of more passionate about sort of adaptive reuse and urban infill, and especially historic properties. We think there's a value in, you know, sort of recognizing the past. We think that, you know, it's part of that fun stuff is what I call soul and texture. And up on Biscayne Boulevard, knowing the history there and being able to take advantage of that has been really fantastic.
You know, what I see is I see that you're like the spice. The Related Group comes in, they bring in the condiment, they bring in rather the protein and the vegetables and all the good fundamental parts of making the meal, and then you bring in the salsa and some of the spice. Carlos, what are some of the places that have good bones that you're looking to make a meal at next? Maybe someplace in Broward or something.
Well, we've done it in the past, of course, you know, in downtown Miami, Brickell. I'm here now walking south of Fifth in Miami Beach, and this is also another great neighborhood that 10 years ago didn't exist.
Yeah.
And we can claim that we were sort of the conquerors of this area of Miami Beach, and we created a fantastic neighborhood. Right now we are pushing hard on Edgewater, and we are pushing hard on the Hollywood and the Hallandale area. Again, it's the same theory, you know, and the same logic. We see a lot of value. We see great sites, you know, and great location with amazing access to the same beach, the same sand that we have on South Beach. The only difference is that it's called Hallandale or Hollywood. If it was called South Beach, it would be probably five times or six times the price. So I think that a lot of our buyers and followers who have been buying related products from a long time recognize that, and they follow. They see the appreciation that we've created in the neighborhoods that I previously mentioned. And when we bring them, you know, not only condominiums, but also all the lifestyle that Related brings. You know, we're doing a fantastic beach club in Hollywood called Hyde Beach and Cocktails that is doing phenomenally well, trying to create, you know, that environment where people are not just buying kitchens and bathrooms, but they're really buying a lifestyle.
You see, so it sounds to me like you and Avra are kind of doing the same thing, but perhaps on different scales. Avra's trying to create the environment for the lifestyle. You're trying to create different lifestyles. And I got to say, is yesterday I was in Hollandale Beach, and then I went to Joe's. I saw both ends of the spectrum on Related's product line. And I've also got to say, is I saw both of the dramatic differences in demographics and neighborhoods. Carlos, you've got to deliver a very diverse product for these people. How do you do that?
Well, we really are sort of very detailed-oriented. You know, we spend a lot of time. We work. We say that if you work at Related, you work 8 days a week and 25 hours a day.
That's you know, the truth really, from what I know.
So, I thought I was the only one who did that.
No. So we push the limits. You know, we are all the time exchanging ideas with George. George gets really involved in defining the product and everything from the brochure to the interior designers to the size of the unit, to what type of amenity or to what art we put in our projects. You know, those are things that we are all the time trying to push and push the limit on us, you know, to try not to think that we've done it once and we can repeat it. Each job is different. And it's a very, very sort of laborious work, and it's a very intense work.
You know, it's laborious, it's intense, but you've been very successful, and George's hand is obvious in some of the designs and some of the interiors that I've seen. It's really what you're creating is machines in the buildings, but then you turn them into works of art.
Mm-hmm. We love real estate. You know, I think like Avra and like, you know, anybody that is in real estate at this level needs to be really passionate about what they do, because you're really building environments for other people to live. So you want them to reflect on who you are, and it's very personal, and I think we all love it. You know, Avra is fantastic at what she does, and we love her work, and we also follow her. You know, we are all trying to learn from each other, and obviously we are at a different scale. You know, we are the largest private developer here in Florida and one of the largest in the U.S., we recognize the value of detail and the love that people like Avra put into their buildings.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point that people should realize, is that we all play in the same sandbox, and we like playing in the same sandbox. I think some people sometimes get the impression, Carlos, that it's competitive or something like that, and it really isn't. You know, at least from my perspective, and I think yours. I mean, in the end, we're all trying to build community, and as Miami does, we all do. So I think that's one of the things that people have to understand. I mean, we all communicate a lot together. You know, we share ideas, all working to set the bar a little higher. And I think that those relationships have helped Miami developers, you know, do a better job and focus on lifestyle and community and building neighborhoods.
You know, that's really an important thing, because I've lived here since, my gosh, since before the men landed on the moon. And it's dramatically changed. It went from the southern backwater town that they portrayed in Porky's to an international haven and jet setting. And I've got to say is that I remember when George, all he did was affordable housing, and he redesigned some projects that some of my friends lived in. And what he's taken the company to and what it's done today is just amazing. And I got to believe, and I'm going to give you a plug, Carlos, that it's built on the people. People like you and Steve and Arden and all those, your teammates.
Yeah, we are like a group of Ethiopian marathon runners. You know, we are all trying to push each other and trying to run together as a pack. And we really love that sense of teamwork and doing and building more. We feel part of Miami's growth, and I think Miami will continue evolving. You know, look, things are changing so fast in Miami. Who would have said that a couple of years ago that there was going to be a mall being built in the middle of Brickell with 11 cinemas, 50 restaurants, and 500 square feet of shopping center? It will change the way people live. People are going to be able to start walking again in Miami, you know, to go and buy a shirt or to go and see a movie. What Craig has done in the Design District, or what Miami World Center is trying to do in downtown Miami, will change Miami. And Miami is changing so fast that, you know, sometimes we focus on the short term of what's happening today with the dollar or where are the buyers coming from. But the reality is that in the long run, you know, Miami is poised to be one of the great cities of the world, because we still have the natural beauty, we still have the beaches, the weather, and the low taxes.
Yeah, well, the other thing that we're getting now, though, Carlos, is we're getting some real interesting jobs here. So what I'm finding is that a lot of people are moving back to Miami, like kids that have left away. They were growing up here. They're coming back. You're not seeing that, quote, brain drain anymore.
We're going to talk more about that, because that's also an indicator of the new demand that Related's going to have for its deals. So, Carlos, get in that elevator. Get to where you got to go. Call me right back. We're going to go to break. AC, take it away. Carlos is going to go vertical. Then we'll be right back with more Carlos and Avra talking placemaking in South Florida. Back after this. Get in that elevator, Carlos.